From our studios in Nashville, Tennessee, we bring you Ask WWCR, a biweekly program that discusses the operation of WWCR and various topics of interest to all shortwave listeners. And now, here's the current edition of Ask WWCR.
Welcome to Ask WWCR, program number 446, which is intended for broadcast February 12th through February 26th, 2016. I'm Brady Murray, and this time around, I'm joined in the studio by Dr. Jerry Plummer.
In studio.
In studio. Right. Yeah. Last time over the phone, through Skype, all the way from Istanbul, Turkey.
Istanbul, Turkey, yeah. I'm glad to be back. You know, as you know, we've talked about this. The trips are good, getting all the work done, all that stuff's good. Getting to see different things is good, but it's always good to get back in the U.S. Mm-hmm. of A. I know, there's a lot of things wrong with America, I know that. But there's a lot of things right with it, too. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. And you tend to see those. And, you know, you saw that, I bet, to some degree, when you came back from Dominican Republic. You know, I know you liked it there.
Sure.
But I bet there are some things you was glad to see back stateside, you know.
Maybe it's like that no matter where you're from. It's always good to be home.
I think you're probably right.
Maybe something to the familiarity and just...
I'm used to this.
You know, like when you travel, you don't have the ability to get in your own car and go somewhere
I sure wouldn't want to get my own car driving around Istanbul.
That's what you were telling me, yeah.
Man, that's scary. That's real scary.
And yet there's people that do it every day.
Every day, yeah. You got some nice letters,
Doc,
here.
Yeah, we've got, we're going to do a program primarily with listener letters.
Yeah.
Because we've not done that in a while, and we've got a few that are just really good and really recent as well.
Yeah, and they're just like all the ones we do. These are legit. We don't make up any of them. You know, as a matter of fact, I was talking with Kathy, you know, the QSL program director. Mm-hmm. She is a master of QSL response, don't you think? You know?
She is, yeah.
God, she knows and remembers things. She'll say, yeah, I remember he sent this picture. It's a nice picture of him and his baby. You know that?
yeah.
And we don't wait 394 days to send
them
back.
We try not
either.
To. That's no, right. No.
Well, I think all these that we're doing today, and they're recent. You've already...
These are very recent. I've been working on these that we have today all came by email.
Mm-hmm.
We still get tons of postal mail.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Typically, you and I get the... you and I and Phil, our engineer, get the emailed reception reports. So I went through this morning and pulled out any of those that I needed to respond to. So they're all fairly recent and all by email.
And all have been responded to already. So if you happen to be one of these people that we're talking about, believe me, it is in the mail.
It was carried out on the 12th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Went out in today's mail.
Literally the check's in the mail, so to speak, right?
So let's get started with Mexico.
All right, Mexico. Okay.
Dear friends of WWCR Broadcast Radio Station, it's my pleasure to inform you about the great quality of your transmission in the following frequencies. And this is January 23rd, mm-hmm. 1340 UT, frequency 7490, mm-hmm. SINPO 55555.
Whoa, five.
That's perfect, right? That's, all fives?
Yeah.
And then also January 20th, 2016, 1258 UTC, 4840.
Mm.
Again, SINPO 55555.
That's as good as it gets, you know?
And it says, also want to tell you, I was visiting Nashville, Tennessee in 2012. It was a very nice city. See picture attached. And like just like you, Doc, he loves country music, he says.
Uh-huh.
And says, I appreciate it if you'd send me a QSL. And that's been done, and that's Martin, I'm guessing is how you'd say that, from Mexico.
That's mighty good. 7490 and 4840, huh?
7490, 4840.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Me and country music. Oh, dude. I mean, can't get no better than that.
I know that you love it.
You know, I live in a bad town to not like country music. I really do. I need to be out
there. There's a lot of music in Nashville.
Well, there is. I mean, there is. It's not just country.
No, not at all.
But it's true, though. Somebody asked me when I was in Istanbul about Nashville. They said, is it true that there's some of the better guitar pickers that might actually be waiting tables? I said, oh, yeah.
You see, I believe so. Yeah,
I believe that's very true. Because it's so hard here to get in the market, really, mm-hmm. you know. But that's mighty good.
It is, yeah.
You want me to do one here that's stateside?
Sure. Go ahead.
This one's in Southington, Connecticut. And John writes, and this has to do with the Blues Show, with Alan
this
Blues
Show.
This
was forwarded to me by Alan. Alan Gray, who hosts the last radio play.
Sure does. And, you know, he has a very loyal listening audience, mm-hmm. and almost all of them say, where do you find these things, you know?
All true, loyal, and growing.
Oh, yeah.
I think
people
spread the word. I think he's got some hits on the internet, people talking about the show.
He does. This one was from his broadcast on February the 5th. This is like real recent. John emails and says, just saying hello, listen to your show this and last Friday on WWCR. And he says, I appreciate your passion for music and I enjoy your selections. I enjoyed your interview with a musician on last week's show. I think he was a bass player. John says, I'm an amateur musician. I play electric bass myself. Happy New Year and God bless you. And check this out, Brady. I like to think that I know something about older shortwave radios, but it's apparent from our listeners that I don't. It says, I listened on an old solid-state Longines International Pathfinder 8000, old consumer-grade single converter. Got really good sound and runs for years on a set of Alkaline D batteries. He says, I also got an old Hallicrafters S40A, which plays really well. He said, I've had that one for over 20 years, and I wake up to it daily. That's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
I got to look up that Longines. I don't doubt him whatsoever. It just shows how little I know, really, is what it shows, you know. Brady, I think a lot of our long-term listeners have forgot more about shortwave than I know. You know?
It's a big audience. There's a lot of people out there, a lot of different information, different brands.
John from Southington, Connecticut, and thanks again for listening. Yeah.
Mexico on up to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Let's head back down more toward Mexico.
Yeah, okay.
And as you and I have spoken about many times, we're getting a lot of response from South America.
Oh, yeah.
And here's one from Venezuela. Hello, friend of WWCR. Nice to say hello from Venezuela. Mm. I hope that all... A little difficult with the... I hope that all at WWCR are great.
Mm-hmm.
I've listened on 6115, where people talk about economic topics, mm-hmm. and I like your English broadcast because different topics of your programs, they help me to improve my listening English skills.
Well, that's good news. Yeah.
That's always good
to hear.
That's
good, yeah.
And he asked us to send him the special 25th anniversary NASB QSL card.
Do you have any of those left?
I have a few,
He
certainly did get one. And that's from Jorge in Venezuela, and on 6115, February 6th, 2015, 0110 to 0135 UT, SINPO of 44444.
That's good. That's a good ways away, down around Caracas or somewhere. And 6115 is one of the, it's kind of unusual for us. It's actually in band, you know?
Oh, yeah.
We expanded our potential usage of that, too,
mm-hmm.
Over at HFCC.
One of the things you accomplished at the HFCC meeting.
Widen it out in case we need to, because as most listeners know, every now and then we get these calls since we're out of band, you know, which says that y'all got to, like, move now, and that's one of the reasons that we expanded it out.
A little further down that report, too, Jorge says that he is listening with Dejin DE-1103, telescopic.
Yeah, so that's not like a big $1,000 radio. That's just a regular radio.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. And that SINPO was good, too.
Yes.
And he's right.
Solid B average. I like those.
Oh, I never met a B I didn't like, you know?
I've met one or two Cs I did like, too.
I believe I've got one D on my undergraduate that I'm happy I was able to get past.
I know.
Back then, I was allowed one D on your undergraduate, and you could still get away with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was some, I can't remember what class it was, but it was one that I was happy to get a D out of. I'm good, man.
Doc, I think you've got the winner of the week.
The winner of the week.
Really, in terms of just the wow factor.
Yeah.
I believe this is all accurate information. A nice, lengthy email.
It's very
from
good.
China.
From China. It actually is from China. Jiangsu province in China. Yang Zong writes, he says, I'm an old friend of your radio. I often listen to your program because it gives me a lot of help. Now, this says something, you know, we hear sometimes people talking about there's not a lot of young people, enough young people. I'm a university student from Jiangsu province in China. It's in the lower reaches of the Yangtze River, a region where rice and fish are abundant. I hope you might be interested in knowing that your programs can be heard many thousands of kilometers away. January 29th, from 1441 to 1503, 7490. listening to our good friend Joyce Riley on the Power
7490.
That's right. And here's the thing. Check this out. SINPO 45434. Signal quality was good. Voice was clear. He also sent us, I listened to it, that WMA file. Yeah, it was clear. It was real clear. Now, he's got one more. But before I do that, let me tell you, he says that I have a Texan S2000 with a 5-meter wire. So he's just got a little, 15-foot wire hanging on it. Not a whole lot to it. He also listened the next day on January the 30th, 224 to 250 UT, 5935. SINPO 45433. The University Network. Listen to either Pastor Scott, Pastor Melissa, or Dr. Scott.
Right.
Oh, it got to be. It says the University Network at 226. It was music. Then a man broadcasted something interesting. That's got to be Dr. Scott. Got to be. Yeah. That's got to be. Yeah. Signal quality was fair, except for some interference of sound. The voice was clear. And then he says, for a request, he said, it's a great honor to listen to your radio program. Could you kindly verify with a paper QSL verification card or letter to confirm that I really received it? Happy Spring Festival. Best regards, Yang Zong from... and you know how you talk about hope misenunciation.
Yes.
Xinghua City, Xinghua City, in PR China. That's pretty good.
It's pretty stellar. I was thinking when I read that our Asian response typically does not come on the higher frequencies.
No.
Have you noticed that?
Yeah, I was going to ask usually, you about that. Is that the way I interpret it? I don't remember getting 15, 8,
that's the way I interpret it. So I think that we're at least thinking alike on this. 5935 comes to mind, 4840 comes to mind, and I think that may be the first time I've seen a 7490.
We have seen, strangely enough, 3215s out of Australia, you know, which is just interesting to me that could happen.
Yes.
But, yeah, I don't remember seeing a 12160, 15825, you know, those.
No.
It's it's interesting. I bet if anybody knows about that, it would be Kathy, that's for sure.
Yes. You know? Yeah.
And I'm sure you've told, I remember you've told me, Brady, that Kathy, you've mentioned before that she does, she really enjoys sending out these QSLs. Mm-hmm. And she writes little notes and stuff on them, too. And she gets responses back from people. Thank you so much for, and that's why I guess people send in pictures to her about different things. You know, she says, oh, look, here's a picture of this.
It personalizes it.
Oh, yeah.
And she does the same when she sends it back.
Yeah, she does. It really does. So you've got a few of those QSLs left. So
just a few.
You got your picture scattered all over the globe, Brady. You know that?
Yeah. It's true. I have one more.
Yeah.
And I think that's going to wrap up what we have here. This one is Edmond, Oklahoma.
Edmond, Oklahoma.
And he says, greetings, just writing to report my reception of WWCR's country show on 3215 from 06 to 07 UTC on February 5th. Again, very recent.
Yeah, pretty recent, yeah.
Good radio. Used a Yaesu FT-817 with an outdoor 10-meter antenna for reception.
That's good stuff.
Received a very strong signal SR of 5x9.
Wow.
And really enjoy the shows. I'll go ahead and read the whole thing.
Yeah,
full disclosure.
Yeah, let her go.
Really enjoy the shows. Good music, especially the Everly Brothers in Alabama. I'm not a fan of much of WWCR's religious programming, but I really like the country music and wish you played it more often. And he's a ham, James, in Oklahoma.
Oklahoma, Edmond, Oklahoma.
So good signal quality.
Those country shows that we put together, the Dave and
oh, we've
and
got
all these
a
guys,
whole bunch of them, yeah.
Oh, we got a slew of them. And I know some of those go way back, dude. I mean, we're talking like 30s and stuff, you know, 40s and 50s. And I was listening this last week. One, it was like an Elvis celebration. It must have been like six Elvis in a row or something, right? I believe Greg had done that one, you know. So, you know, the two in-house programs that we've discussed today, the country and the blues, are quite popular.
Safe to say they get a lot more fan mail than this in-house program.
Maybe we need to play more music or something.
I think so. Doc, that's all the time we have. That's
all right.
Great listener letters. And again, all of these QSL cards are in the mail.
So they'll sure be getting
Sure hope
them
that
back,
one
yeah.
makes it to China. You know what?
That's going to be interesting to see. It may take you a little while.
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you
next time. See you next time.
Ask WWCR is a bi-weekly presentation of WWCR Incorporated. If there are questions that you would like to have answered during the show, Send them to Ask WWCR, 1300 WWCR Avenue, Nashville, Tennessee, 37218, USA. You can also send an email to askwwcr@wwcr.com. No email attachments, please. That's askwwcr@wwcr.com. Be listening for your questions to be answered on future editions of Ask WWCR.